Chapter 1. The Cottage on the Hill. I live in a little town called Pigbone. Its full name is Pigbone East of the Mountains. I don't know if there is a Pigbone West of the Mountains. How could I? No one in our town ever goes anywhere. Why should we go somewhere else, Edward? Said my mother every time I complained about this. We have everything we need right here. I disagreed. What we didn't have was excitement. Mother and I live in a little cottage at the edge of town. Everyone in Pigbone lives in a cottage. The only other kids in Pigbone are two older boys who are kind of mean and one new baby. So until Moongobble showed up, I sometimes got pretty lonely. Behind our cottage is a big hill, very steep. On the top of the hill, right at the edge, sits another cottage, so big it's almost a house. It even has a kind of tower. A long, twisty path winds up to this cottage, which had been empty for as long as I could remember. This cottage was where I went when I wanted to be alone. In fact, I spent so much time there that I almost felt as if it belonged to me. So I was surprised and a little upset the day I saw smoke curling out of its chimney. I ran to my mother. "Someone has moved into the empty cottage," I cried. "Ignore it, Edward," she said. She wiped her hands on her apron and turned back to what she was cooking. Mother was always cooking, or washing, or something. Sometimes I could help. Sometimes she just wanted me to get out of the way. I decided this was a good time to get out of the way. I also decided that the most out-of-the-way place I could get was up the hill. I started up the narrow path that led to the cottage. The grass beside the path was as high as my shoulders. Bugs buzzed around me. The sun was warm. I started to sweat. When I was about halfway up the hill, I turned to look down at Pigbone. I counted the cottages. 15, just like always. Our cottage was the closest. The one farthest away, the biggest and nicest one, belonged to the Rusty Knight. I started to climb again. I was out of breath by the time I got to the top. I had planned to go right up to the cottage door and ask who was living there. Then I saw something that slowed me down. Bursts of green light were coming out of the window. I decided to do some sneaking. This was something I had practiced a lot, so I was very good at it. Dropping to my knees, I crawled toward the cottage. I moved very quietly. As I got closer, I heard voices. "You know that's not going to work," said one voice. It was deep and raspy. "Don't be so gloomy," said the other voice. It was softer and had a friendly sound. "I'm not gloomy," said the first voice. "I'm honest." I crept closer. Soon I was just beneath the window. Vines covered the side of the cottage. Using the vines for support, I lifted my head to peek over the windowsill. I couldn't believe what I saw.